in the limelight.
The recent verdict of the Nigerian court absolving the illegally detained leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, IMN, of all accusations against him and his subsequent freedom, along with that of his wife, is indeed heartening for all conscientious people throughout the world. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading Sheikh Zakzaki's Acquittal, Triumph of Truth Over Tyranny. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The recent verdict of the Nigerian court absolving the illegally detained leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, IMN, of all accusations against him and his subsequent freedom, along with that of his wife, is indeed heartening for all conscientious people throughout the world. Let Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki go were the words of Justice Gideon Corrada of High Court recently when he upheld the no-case submission of the IMN leader on the charges leveled against them by the Kaduna state government. It meant rejection of the 8-count charges leveled against the IMN leader in May 2018, 2.5 years after his abduction and detention by the regime of former military dictator and current President Muhammadu Buhari, that included culpable homicide, unlawful assembly, and disruption of public peace. Nigeria's steadily growing 14 million-plus Shia Muslim community welcomed the move as IMN members drove the vulnerable Sheikh and his wife Zina to their home after almost 6 years in prison on trumped-up charges. This was indeed a victory for the Nigerian people and a setback to their enemies that also include the heretical Wahhabi regime of Riyadh, the illegitimate Zionist entity, the US, and the Boko Haram Takfiri terrorists. From the Islamic Republic of Iran, which had not spared any diplomatic efforts for his release, chairman of the Supreme Council of Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, Ayatollah Muhammad Hassan Akhtari promptly sent a congratulatory cable to Sheikh Zakzaki, part of which reads, "With resistance and patience, you managed to pass 6 years of highly terrible conditions. This happy event coinciding with the anniversary of the great event of Qadir, the aid of Imamat and Velayat of Imam Ali, peace upon him, added to the joy of us and the followers of the Prophet Muhammad, Ahlul Bayt, throughout the world." It should be noted that during his long ordeal and bouts of persecution with the regime, the IMN leader has sacrificed 6 of his beloved children in defense of Islam, the Noble Quran, and humanitarian values. It remains to be seen whether former military dictator and current president Muhammadu Buhari, who had first imprisoned Sheikh Zakzaki in 1984 during his coup d'etat rule, and now, during the present 6-year detention, unconstitutionally ignored the verdict passed by Justice Gabriel Kalawol of the Federal High Court in Abuja on 2 December 2016 for the IMN leader's release will end his personal enmity. It is also time for Africa's most populated country, with a population of over 100 million Muslims, to stop dancing to the tunes of the Saudis and the Israelis. And the persecution of Nigeria's 14 million followers of the jurisprudential school of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt. The Islamic movement in Nigeria, IMN, founded about four decades ago and inspired by the Islamic Revolution in Iran, has been unjustly labeled a threat because of Buhari's connections to Riyadh's regime and Tel Aviv regime, although Nigeria's Shia Muslims are peaceful and law-abiding citizens. As analysts point out, Shia Muslims, theologically and ideologically, have no connection to violence and terrorism. Unlike the Boko Haram terrorists, they believe in modern education. Moreover, the regime should know that killing Shia Muslims and threatening them with death and destruction will not scare them into submission, because martyrdom is at the core of their ideology. Sheikh Zakzaki should now press for compensation from those who had imprisoned him unjustly following the Nigerian military's unprovoked attack and killing of over 1,000 people in the city of Zaria, besides desecration and destruction of Hosseiniyeh Baghiyatullah on December 15, 2015.